KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. The Great Recession is over for a lot of Americans, but many people who lost their homes to foreclosure are still caught up in it. That's the case in a lot of neighborhoods in Oakland. Take the Bulness family. They lost their home. Now they're fighting to hang on to their dignity. Zadie Stavely reports.
When Vanessa and Richard Bulness pull up to their former home in East Oakland, almost immediately they see old friends. One man drives by and does a U-turn when he spots them.
Hey, how you doing? Pull up in the driveway like you own it.
Richard and Vanessa lived here for more than 20 years. Richard is Latino and grew up in San Francisco. Vanessa is African-American and grew up in North Carolina. She met Richard at church, soon after moving to Oakland with her 5-year-old son.
All right.
After they married, another son was born. Then Richard's sister gave them the money for a $20,000 down payment for this house in 1992.
Who lives here?
They had a reputation here as active churchgoers.
We didn't just live here.
When neighbors needed help or prayer, they reached out to them.
It's a part of a community. You know, everybody kind of knows each other.
But that community isn't really here anymore.
This guy got foreclosed.
That house right there got foreclosed on.
Richard and Vanessa Bulness, too, lost the house they're standing in front of now.
I cried like a baby. Grown man crying like a baby. We had lived here 21 years. I raised 3 kids here. So this is what we knew.
Thousands of people lost their homes to foreclosure in Oakland. If you were one of them, chances are you're still dealing with the after effects. That's especially stark in Vanessa and Richard Bulness's story, the way that one loss builds on another. It all started one morning in 2008. Richard woke up early, like he likes to, took a shower, and began to comb his hair.
I pride myself on my hair, because so many people are bald-headed now, especially at my age, but I'm not. So as I tried to comb my hair, I couldn't lift up my right arm. Came in the bedroom, woke up my wife, and told her, I think you need to take me to the hospital.
I could feel the heaviness in his hand when he touched me to try to get my attention. And he said, I think I'm having a stroke. That was the beginning of the change, yeah.
This is the turning point. The first loss in a spiral of losses. It often begins this way. A family hits a hard spot, a health crisis, or a loss of income. At the time of the stroke, Richard was working at Meals on Wheels. The family lost about $2,000 a month in income. Meanwhile, their mortgage payment had ballooned to the same amount. The Bulnesses were also caught up in a bigger web. Oakland and other cities across the country are suing big banks for targeting African-American and Latino homeowners with loans that had abusive rates. You could call it a new form of redlining. But at that moment in time, the Bulnesses decided their best option was to modify their loan.
It seemed like at every point, right when we got to where we thought we was going to get a modification, they needed another piece of paperwork. They needed another bank statement.
Mortgage servicers didn't want to follow the rules.
This is Mava Brown. She's the director of a housing rights organization based in Oakland. And she says what Vanessa describes sounds really familiar.
So mortgage servicers were telling people to turn in paperwork over and over and over again. They weren't looking at it. They would shred it.
And it was always something else that they needed. And when we gave them that, oh, we lost that. Could you send something else?
They would deny people instantly.
Brown says some of this was a collections tactic, a way of squeezing some money out from people who were never, ever going to get a modification.
Now, not everybody can qualify for a loan modification, but a whole bunch of people could, but were prevented from accessing that relief by the mortgage servicing companies.
Latino and African-American neighborhoods were hit the hardest, like Richard and Vanessa's. On their 6-block street alone, at least 35 properties were foreclosed between 2006 and 2012.
Our neighbors right next to us, they both work for AC Transit, and we saw them lose their house. And so we just started praying harder, and, you know, then we saw the neighbor next door to us on the other side lose their house to the same thing.
Vanessa and Richard began to feel desperate. Foreclosure seemed almost like a virus they could catch.
We would get all kinds of letters in the mail saying, call this number, and then you call that number, and they say, well, are you behind on your mortgage? And we say, no. They say, well, we can help you. The first thing you do is stop paying your mortgage.
Vanessa was skeptical. But one law firm had a logo at the bottom of the page that looked like it was from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. On this firm's advice, they stopped paying their mortgage. But the firm was lying. They weren't HUD, and they couldn't modify Vanessa and Richard's loan. Years later, this firm was sued in court in a class action. The Bolnesses won $3,500 back. But that's just a fraction of what they lost.
The latest housing numbers show half of all home sales in California are foreclosures.
In September 2012, the house Vanessa and Richard Bolness owned on 104th Avenue...
That's actually an improvement from a year ago, but there's...
...was taken over by a mortgage company.
...about to climb once again. ABC 7's Lisa...
It was no longer theirs.
It was heartbreaking. It was like losing a part of, you know, your dream.
My wife, because she's so practical, after we stopped crying, she said, babe, you got to wipe the tears out of your eyes. I said, man, I ain't finished crying yet. She said, whether you finish or not, we got to find another house.
Vanessa and Richard Bolness eventually did find a place to rent. What they didn't know is that they now had a corporation for a landlord, one that would soon threaten them with eviction. I'm Zadie Stavely, KQED News.
Tomorrow, the Bolness family finds out about the perils of renting from a big Wall Street company. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. I'll be back in just a bit with more news.